This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Becky and Janet, a mother-daughter duo, on the phone with us today.
And Becky placed the call. It sounds like Janet may be driving.
What's going on?
Yes, she is.
So, you guys ready for trivia? All right.
We're hoping it's not as difficult in person as it is over the radio.
You listen.
Exactly.
Well, today they're all multiple choice, so that's good.
Thank God.
Thank the Lord. That's right. And you're playing for these Golden Girls tickets. The laughs continue at the Hippodrome. March 22nd. It's a 7 p.m. show.
Question one. Who produced the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album? Was it Steve Martin, Harry Martin, or George Martin?
George Martin?
C is correct. Good work. All right, this one might be a little gross. How long is the How long is the human small intestine? 9 feet, 18 feet, 27 feet.
27.
Oh man, that's a little too long.
Okay.
We don't want to be stuffing all that inside ourselves. Right, question number three is the one my wife Erica came up with. What is the second most popular pizza topping in the United States? Not the first, but the second. Is it sausage, onion, or pepperoni? And we're not including the cheese, by the way.
Say onion.
Oh man. All right. So what do you have? You have points on the board, right? All right, got points on the board, Gina. One out of three.
Okay.
Who produced the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album? Steve Martin, Harry Martin, George Martin.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to go Harry, I guess.
Oh, man. We're looking for George.
Well, I figured, you know, it wasn't George Harrison. There was already a Beatle named George, but...
All right, no pressure, but that's the one they got right.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Question number two. This might be a little gross. How long is the human small intestine? 9 feet, 18 feet, 27 feet?
Well, it is small after all, so the obvious answer would be 9 feet.
No,
but 18, please.
You are correct.
All right, that's the 18 one point.
Feet. That's like from here, like halfway down the hall.
I could tell you a gross story from family personal experience on both parents, but I won't tell
we're
you.
Good. Okay. Question three is the one that my wife, Erica, came up with. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not including the cheese. But what is the second most popular pizza topping in the United States? Sausage, onion, pepperoni.
All right, sausage, onion, or pepperoni. I am going to go with pepperoni for 100, Jim.
Is that your final answer? Because
yes.
I didn't want to mess you up again.
Yes.
That is incorrect. Pepperoni's the first most popular. Sausage is the second most popular.
You confused me that it was the second. Who talks about the second of anything? Who wants a silver medal, Greg? Y'all, I need to have a talk with Becky and Janet here privately.
Listen,
Becky,
they don't care. Janet, they get a diploma.
If you guys are not satisfied with Greg's questions, there is a department you can discuss this with. We have no one to help you.
You can submit a ticket, send an email.
There's someone from another country will get back to you.
You guys.
Okay.
We're local.
Not kidding. Okay.
All right, Becky, Janet, you guys get a diploma. This is personalized for you from Gina, not somebody in another country. The factory is in Baltimore.
Okay.
And you also get these tickets to the Golden Girls.
Live and local, baby, just awesome. Like the Hippodrome.
Congrats.
Yeah, my boyfriend loves Golden Girls, so it's going to be a fun surprise.
That's so awesome. Great. I love it.
Very cool. We'll do it again tomorrow, Random Wednesday, which is kind of what today was, College of Knowledge, on today's 101.9.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.